Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. So much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter. It's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Waking Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Waking Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Waking Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show with me, world famous author Jesse Kelly. Don't shake your head when I say that, Chris. It's going to be, you know, Chris, you know it's going to be number one, right?
Yeah, it is. Don't say no, it's not. I'm going to beat Spider-Man. I am. You see, the political books are never generally going to beat the children's books and the fictional books that are up there. And I know it would be absurd to think that this book will, but it will. I know it will. Well, Chris, you don't understand. When I wake up every day, I understand that I'm an oracle, all right, and a world famous author. And I understand that there is no mountain I can't climb. It will. At this point in time, I will not be surprised. It's going to be number one. Chris, sorry, Spider-Man, loser. Doesn't look like that's going to work out for you. JesseKellyBook.com. We'll come back to that in a minute. I want to get to some other stuff, though. There was, you've probably seen video of it, a bit of a scuffle between a couple groups out in California. This was yesterday. Who were these groups? Well, there's all kinds of really, really disgusting LGBTQ stuff getting forced into the schools by the demonic liberal white women who run America. But they're starting to run up against something, and I, for one, think it's hilarious. You see, you have these liberal white women who already have this God complex, and they're the women who will kill their own kids for social acceptance, just the most despicable people in the world. And they have always looked at themselves as the saviors of all the little peoples, and that's exactly how they look at everybody. Oh, these minorities and those minorities and those minorities. Here I am, suburban wine mom. It's my job to save them all. Except many, many, many communities in this nation and around the world, but many communities in this nation have traditional values, traditional families. They want it to remain traditional. They don't want or need a suburban wine mom's savior. But that's not something that would hold the suburban wine moms back. And particularly, I'm talking about the demons who teach our kids. The liberal white women who teach your kids, they're some of the most evil creatures on planet Earth. Don't believe me? This is a little hard to hear. The audio is not great, but I wanted you to hear it. I wanted you to hear one of the most evil people on the planet. Listen to this woman. This is a teacher in North Hollywood. Listen and listen very closely.
Yes, I'm a teacher in the district. I also teach in LUSD. I have two students in the district. But I'm also a community member who volunteers extensively in Watts in South LA, and I work at the Children's Hospital Los Angeles with queer and trans youth in large groups. And so I deal with a lot of their trauma related to the heteronormative, Judeo-Christian, patriarchal, imperialist, capitalist system that oppresses them.
Believe me, I'm going to let her keep going. And I couldn't even memorize all the stuff she just said there. Heteronormative, Judeo-Christian, capitalist system. Are you starting to understand the game here? Are you starting to understand who the enemy is? Okay, so she just said, I work with, which means she grooms tranny kids all the time. She grooms her kids. I'm sure her kids are messed up beyond belief. She grooms kids in school. She even takes time to go down to the children's hospital to groom some more kids. And she's grooming them against anybody with traditional values. I'll let her continue.
And so, why critical race theory? I'm not just here in support of our LGBTQ youth. It's all connected. I'm in support of critical race theory and diversity, inclusion, equity training, because white people participate, for example, in the largest social welfare program in the history of the United States, and yet now they throw their hands up in the air when we look at our housing crisis. And Armenians talk about the genocide, but they received SSI, but they don't want to talk about the indigenous genocide of 18... 18-
Just pausing on this for a brief moment. The Armenian genocide is something we've discussed in the past on the show, I think briefly. For those who don't know, I'm going to give you the dumbest, dumbed down history version of it because this is not where we're going today. But I realize when we say things like Armenian genocide, anyone who knows what we're talking about nods their head. But a lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't know. So the Ottoman Empire, a Muslim empire, really, really, really cool empire, super powerful. Towards the end of their reign, it was the early 1900s, and they were about to go from being this gigantic, powerful Ottoman Empire to Turkey. That's basically what they are today. Now, they were a crumbling, late-stage republic. Does that sound familiar? A crumbling late-stage empire by the early 1900s. World War I breaks out. They had a huge Armenian population inside of the Ottoman Empire. Armenians are mainly Christians, mainly a Christian people. The Ottoman Empire, yes, they abused Christians and others, but the Ottoman Empire, again, I said it was kind of a cool empire. They also had kind of a coexistence thing going on where, you can be a Jew here. That's fine. You're not going to have the same rights as the Muslims, but you can be a Jew here and you can do your Jewish customs and do your Jewish things. Christians, you can be a Christian here. You're not going to have the same rights. So I don't want to act like they were super nice and just everyone's equal, but you could be a Christian and have a Christian community here. That's how the Ottoman Empire ran a lot of their empire. Fast forward to World War I. World War I breaks out and Turkey, the Ottoman Empire, starts to get extremely concerned about the allegiances of the Armenians within their borders, especially with the Russians over there who were at the time, they were very Orthodox Christian Russians. And for many reasons, I'm sure some were real, I'm sure many were imagined, Turkey decided they didn't want the Armenians where they were anymore. They decided they were a clear and present danger. They were a hostile threat from within the borders, and so they began to remove them. Only they didn't call up the moving van, pack up your stuff for you. Hey, do you want extra bubble wrap? It was more of a massacre. 1 million, 2 million dead. Women starving to death on the side of the road. There were horrible assaults on women throughout the whole thing. It's a really, really, really heartbreaking read. If you ever do any reading into the Armenian genocide, to this day, it is a point of controversy. I remember how weirded out I was when I was running for Congress. I was actually approached by lobbyists from the Armenian side and the Turkey side. And the Armenian side said, hey, when you get to Congress, We would like a resolution. We would like a resolution acknowledging this, demanding that Turkey acknowledge this. And the Turkey lobbyists, you believe this happens in your country? I was so weirded out by this. They came to me and said, hey, we want to make sure you know, hey, there was no genocide here. It was all fine. Yeah, a couple people might have got hurt. To this day, Turkey will not acknowledge it happened. Now, I'm not stepping into this whole thing, but it did happen. I don't care what you think about it. It is something that happened, and it is one of those dark chapters in human history. In fact, Hitler himself, when he was thinking about committing a genocide of the Jews, which obviously he ended up doing, Hitler himself referenced, I'll dig up the quote for you in a second. I won't do it because I'm live, but I'll do it in the break. Hitler referenced the Armenian genocide, and he referenced it by basically saying, hey, look what happened to the Armenians. The Armenians, they were genocided and nobody cares. So if I genocide some Jews and kill some people, in the end, everyone's going to kind of forget about it. But it is something that happened. And the Armenian communities, various places, and there's a big one in New York. Obviously, there's many in California. The various Armenian communities, I've always, full disclosure, I am partial to Armenians because I've always gotten along with them very, very well. They're just my kind of people. It's a big problem for them. Anyway, I'll let her continue.
And the lack of preparations for Black and Indigenous people in this country. And they don't want to talk about how dare you as marginalized people come here and you don't want to talk about the oppressed.
Just a reminder, this is a school teacher. School teacher.
Trans youth who, you know, your kids aren't even learning what they need to learn in this. That one in two will commit attempt suicide and 95% know that they are trans when they are 3 or 4.
They know they're trans when they're 3 or 4. But that's not just some random nutball sitting on the sidewalk. That's a predator who teaches children. And when she's done teaching children at the schools, she heads down to the children's hospital to do it some more. But there's something happening out there. It's happening in California. It's happening in Maryland. I've heard rumors it's already beginning in New York. The liberal white woman has stepped into a hornet's nest. And I know why she stepped into a hornet's nest. And I will tell you, shamefully, I believe it is our fault as Christians that this clash is about to happen. I will explain what I'm going to say in more detail in just a moment. I want to do something before I do that. I want to make sure we are always on top of our preborn stuff. By preborn stuff, I mean our financial support of preborn. And you should know that when I bring this up, it is not lost on me that times are very hard and they're getting harder as the value of the dollar goes down and everything kind of goes to crap around us. Things are getting more and more difficult. And when things get difficult, what happens is we pull back on our giving. And that's understandable. I don't judge anybody. You got to do what you got to do to get by. But we still have to save babies in good times and bad times. We still have to make sure preborn is able to offer a free ultrasound to these scared young mothers who are about to abort their babies. You're not giving $28 just to anything. You're saving a life. It's $28 so that God-breathed precious soul can breathe life and have a life. And so it's not killed. And so the mother can be free of guilt too. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you give. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I promise you the end of this Hitler, or this full Hitler quote about the Armenians, because we were discussing the Armenian genocide and things like that, and I'll get back to this Muslim thing here. Here it was. What the setup for this is, Hitler was prepping for an invasion. This was the beginning of the beginning, prepping to invade Poland. This led to the invasion of the Soviet Union, the Holocaust, to everything else. And this is the full quote. Our strength consists in our speed and in our brutality. Genghis Khan led millions of women and children to slaughter with premeditation and a happy heart. History sees him solely the founder of a state. It's a matter of indifference to me what a weak Western European civilization will say about me. I have issued the command, and I'll have anybody who utters but one word of criticism executed by a firing squad. that our war aim does not consist in reaching certain lines, but in the physical destruction of the enemy. Accordingly, I have placed my death head formations in readiness for the present only in the east, with orders to them to send to death mercilessly and without compassion men, women, and children of Polish derivation and language. Only thus shall we gain the living space which we need. Who, after all, speaks today of the annihilation of the Armenians? Yeah, it was an ugly, ugly state of affairs. That brings me back to the clash. The liberal white woman, she is obsessed with the LGBTQ stuff. It allows her to truly mutilate her kids the way she wants in order for social acceptance. Remember, the liberal white woman, it really comes down to social acceptance. She will do anything for social acceptance. She'll kill herself. But the Armenians in North Hollywood had enough, and they started brawling it out with the Rainbow Demon Mob today. Then I'm looking at this. Maryland Muslims blast schools, LGBTQ indoctrination. There's something coming in this country, and it's going to be entertaining while at the same time embarrassing for the Christian community of America. You see, the communists, I brought this up before on the show a long time ago, we do have an advantage in that our communists are soft. You know, you could say what you want about Mao, most evil man who ever lived, probably. Mao was not soft. Mao was a jungle fighter, a guerrilla fighter. He'd been fighting, killing people, dying before he took power. A Chinese communist was hard, was ready. America's communists have been grown on the university campuses with no conflict. Very sadly, they've had no conflict, and they've had no resistance, not real resistance, from the American church. Americanized, feminized Christianity has allowed these demons to tear through our society like no tomorrow, because American Christians, very sadly, love to just turn that cheek. Just cheek turning and loving. Just gonna love and cheek turn and love and cheek turn. I mean, yeah, they're cutting off our son's penises and our daughter's breasts, but I don't want to vote. I don't do Democrat or Republican. I love everyone. It's just cheek turning for me. Pathetic. But it's going to be highly, highly entertaining to watch the American communist, the liberal white woman, who's the tip of the American communist spear. It's going to be very entertaining to watch her walk into a community that doesn't cheek turn. These people are going to run into problems with Muslims. They're going to run into big problems with traditional Latino communities, not only more Catholic, more masculine, more in your face about it. They're going to run into issues with the Armenian communities, Italian communities, these communities that focus more on masculinity and family and things like that. The liberal white woman, she has luxuriated in the warm pool of just tearing apart American Christians for so long that she thinks her mental illness is simply going to be as welcome everywhere she goes. But the liberal white woman, the American communist, is going to find out otherwise, and she's going to find out the hard way. That's all I'm going to say about that. So let's just move right along. The American Christian community needs, well, a testosterone injection and probably some hard times. The American Christians got soft because America was a Christian nation that was so easy on Christians. And as we now are no longer a Christian nation, now we're a gay nation, now we're the U.S. of gay, the American Christian community is staring some hard times in the face. They don't realize it yet, but they will. The wolves are coming to the door. They are. They're coming for the flock. Big time. And so maybe it's not just the low-T GOP members of Congress who should be getting on some male vitality stacks from chalk. Maybe we should be sending these out to the American church, because the American church needs to prepare itself. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Ladies, there's female vitality stacks for you, and we're going to need you to pitch in as well. Take it for 90 days. That's all I ask is 90 days. Get a subscription so you get 35% off. Take it for 90 days, and then you email me and you tell me how you feel. The difference in not just your vitality, your life gets better when you get better. Natural herbal supplements of the highest quality. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse gets you that 35% off. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Go get your Chalk subscription tonight. Did you hear Janet Yellen today?
Certainly in this environment, some banks are experiencing pressure on earnings, and there is a motivation to see some consolidation.
What? I'm sorry, what? Did you just say there's a motivation to see? Chris, what did she say? I would have swore she said consolidation. Isn't that what she said?
Certainly in this environment, some banks are experiencing pressure on earnings, and there is a motivation to see some consolidation.
Consolidation. There's a motivation to see consolidation. Man, those are big, nice sounding words though, aren't they? Pretty innocuous. There's a motivation for consolidation. It could be a song. I got the motivation for consolidation, baby. What's she saying? Let's talk about it in a second.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. And let me just tell you, you can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. You can download the podcast. They podcast the whole show when it's done.
The whole thing at iHeart. Google, Spotify, iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating in a review talking about how handsome I am. If you leave a review on the iHeart or on any one of the podcasts, or if you leave a review online with the book, would you please stop encouraging everyone else to use the word literally and stop using the word literally yourself? The Amazon reviews of the book, The Anti-Communist Manifesto, it's actually really freaking hilarious. You literally bombed it. It's a literally bomb. Almost every single comment is literally this. And Jesse literally wrote the best book ever. And literally this and literally that. And that's not very nice. You know, that's not very nice because I'm nice. And then you found out something that bothered me and now you're using it against me. I just want to circle back on this again real quick before we get to the emails, which I've been lazy on. Janet Yellen.
Certainly in this environment, some banks are experiencing pressure on earnings, and there is a motivation to see some consolidation.
A motivation to see some consolidation. I'm going to go ahead and break that down in non-politician speak. We're going to have banks closing. Banks are going to close, especially the smaller ones, and the banks are going to be absorbed into the gigantic banks that are friends with the federal government. Remember the last time a bank closed? J.P. Morgan just ended up with, what was it, $3 billion more on the books. Oh, look at that. We got richer. Whoops. The federal government seized the bank, gutted it, and handed it to J.P. Morgan. If you thought that stopped, you are sorely, sorely mistaken. Also, remember yesterday when we were talking about the new digital passport verification system? Maybe you thought I was being a conspiracy theorist. Here's the WHO head, this loser, Tedros.
While the emergency phase of the COVID-19 pandemic is now over, investments in digital infrastructure remain an important resource for health systems. Like many countries, the European Union made significant investments in COVID-19 certificates to help people move around as safely as possible during the pandemic. The European Union's certification system was used by all 27 EU member states and more than 50 other countries. Building on the success of the EU system, WHO is proud today to launch the Global Digital Health Certification Network. Soon after, we will expand this infrastructure by incorporating other use.
Sorry, I decided I'm bored. I want to get to the emails. We all get it. Jesse, Congrats on the book being our generation's and being our generation's Shakespeare. Hamlet has got nothing on the anti-communist manifesto. Who's Hamlet? Chris, who's Hamlet? Oh, that's the one that's written by Shakespeare. I knew that. I was testing you. You didn't know Hamlet was written by Shakespeare? What an idiot. Anyway, the guy goes on to say, on a serious note, what do you say to Mr. 10,000 rounds of ammo? A lot of conservatives have checked out of voting and say, wake me up when the shooting starts. It isn't going to go down like that. The FBI is going to arrest you or kill you in front of your family. Your entire street is going to watch and do absolutely nothing about it. Your ammo will be seized and used at the next Tactical Timmy training session. The Gulag Archipelago warns us about this. What do I say about these people, he wants to know. Here's what I say. People are scared and they feel hopeless. They feel disheartened by our election system. They don't trust their elections, understandably so. And they look at America the way it is now and they lament it. And they look at the people who run the country and they think they're evil and horrible. And all of those things are true. And when you mix up that cocktail of things, you will get a mood in the country where you will hear people more and more and more and more and more saying things like, call me when the shooting starts. We can't vote our way out of it. Call me when the shooting starts. And I want to clarify something. I understand how you feel. I do. I'm not dogging on you for that. But I am going to again say this. There are 10 million legal aggressive battles we can win. They're right there for us to win. And hopefully if we do that, we avoid that horrible outcome. And it's really important that everybody understands what a horrible outcome that is. People talk about this as if it's going to be you and your buddies getting together, strap on a couple magazines and grab your weapon and you go raid a camp for some food. And maybe someone gets shot, maybe they don't, but definitely none of your guys got shot, but that's it. And you come back home and woohoo, Wolverines. That's what people think it is. It doesn't look like that at all. It looks like your people you love, your family, your friends dying. Who do you love the most in the world? Husband, wife, son, daughter, mom, dad, friend, neighbor. You feel like them looking up at you while they're dying and you hold them in your arms? That's what civil war is. Do you feel like your home, instead of being a place where the air conditioning runs and the dog watches the door while everyone sleeps soundly in their beds at night, do you feel like having it burnt down around you? You feel like having your kid's school bombed? Artillery shell lands in your grocery store while you're in there, or your mom is? This is what civil war looks like. And this is why I disregard and I hate when people talk like that, especially because we have not even, I hate to sound like John Paul Jones here, we have not even begun to fight. We don't even bother to show up and vote in primaries. And when we do show up and vote in primaries, we show up and vote for the same loser who's in office every time. 20 to 25% voter participation in primaries. Do you understand how embarrassing that is? Our side will say over and over again, they'll shout till they're blue in the face about Rhino this and Rhino that. And we can't vote our way out of it. We got to shoot our way out of it over and over again. And then a local election shows up to for school board or city council and four people show up to vote. What's the other guy doing? He's at home on Twitter. I can't wait to kick off the Civil War. I'm ready to start shooting, but he can't walk down to the local precinct, the local school, the local church, then vote in the election. Sorry. I don't like it. Sorry. I don't like it at all. Now, it's not that I'm saying we will never, ever, 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 ever get to that place as a nation. I pray to God that that day never comes. But I'm not saying we'll never get there. The arc of history says we probably will get there eventually. That's kind of just the way these things go. I understand that. But don't you want that day as far in the future as possible. It's not just me. I would like to make sure that my sons never have to experience that. My grandsons, who don't exist yet, obviously. I hope not. My boys are 12 and 14. My grandsons that hopefully exist one day, or granddaughters. I would like to make sure that they get to live their whole lives too without ever having to experience that. I think we should push that day off as long as humanly possible. All right. Let's talk about the bribery. VA, CNN. Let's talk about emails. Let's talk about your self-defense. You see, people will talk about America burning down and talk about how much ammo they have. And then the lady who's posting all that will go put on her tight little jogging shorts and a little sports bra, and she'll throw the headphones on her head that means she can't hear anything around her. And she'll just go out and just go jogging around, just looking hot, just jogging around, listen to the Spice Girls or whatever it is women listen to when they jog. Ed Sheeran or something, I don't know, there's something along those lines. And she doesn't have her hero arrow on her. And she doesn't know that while she's been jamming out to the Spice Girls, that there's a predator who's been watching her. Past few days she's been jogging, he's been watching her. Not only watching, he's been planning. He already went down to the hardware store and picked up supplies. He's ready to meet her whenever no one else is around and hurt her. Does she have a hero gun? No. That's for someone else. Get a hero gun and carry it on you. A hero arrow and carry it on you. And probably more importantly than that, get one for your loved one, that daughter of yours in the sports bra, that son of yours you sent off to college. Make sure they carry it on them. Non-lethal, so they can carry it. It'll stop a bad guy, doesn't need a concealed carry permit. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Almost the end of hour two on the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we're going to be back tomorrow. And get this, the next day too. Working not one, not two, not three, not four, but 5 days in a row this week. That's the...
What, Chris? Don't ask how next week is, Chris. Okay, all right. Now that Chris has to be a jerk and bring up stuff, I'm going to be doing shows next week. Next week's also book tour week. What does that mean? It means I think there will be three shows next week. What are the days right now? I don't know. We're traveling. Sometimes studio space isn't available. I'm doing every show I can possibly do next week. All right. And then back to our normal thing the following week. Yeah. James T's filling in. I love James. It'll be good. There's nothing I can do about it. This week is media week for the book tour. Next week is book tour week. Tonight, don't forget, 9 p.m. Eastern time. There's a live signing event. What is that? Liz Wheeler is going to interview me for 45 minutes to an hour, and we're just going to talk about anti-communism and all the other things that you and I talk about every day. If you want to watch that, you have to go to Twitter. My Twitter account is at Jesse Kelly DC. I think it's also on Facebook too. You can, okay, Chris says it is on Facebook too. You can watch it on there. So a live signing event tonight, 9 o'clock Eastern time. I'll be answering questions from everyone who submitted one. Oh, by the way, you can still do that. You have to buy a signed book to submit a question. But when you buy a signed book, you put in your question. That's again at jessekellybook.com. You buy the signed copy, and buying the signed copy allows you to put in the question. And those are the questions I'm going to be answering later on tonight. Dear Shogun Order, I ordered a copy of your book from Books A Million and then bought a ticket to your book signing in Harrisburg that includes a ticket. Does this qualify as two books to order in ACP? And of course it does. Oh my gosh, yes. Okay, it says it only gives option to upload one receipt. Listen, they understand that this is going to be the case for some people. It gives the option to upload one receipt. Take a picture of the receipts side by side just so we can see two of them. Of course that qualifies, man. We're not going to nickel and dime people here. If you bought an audio and then a physical cover, that counts. If you buy a ticket to one of the book tour stops, that automatically comes with a book, and that counts. If you buy two, get your AC pin. But again, please wear your AC pin. When you get it, wear it. Jesse, Oracle, and Pink Flower. It is a sad, it is a sweet and sad day in my life. I pre-ordered two books, one for me and one for my dad. He passed away May 5th. Ah, he and I would catch up weekly, and we could always, and we always could share laughs about your show. It is unfortunate that he passed away without reading your book, but know this, I will take his book and dedicate it to my son. We read the first chapter tonight. It was excellent. Thank you for all you do. Semper Fi, my brother. Give me the Howard Dean if you could. Yeah, man, you can have the Howard Dean. His name is John Hamilton. He said it's okay to say this. His father's name was Dr. Jeff Hamilton, EDD. Says he really enjoyed your show. He was a Vietnam veteran, a great husband, father, and grandfather, missed dearly by his community and family. Friggin' Vietnam veteran, man. Shoot, he's getting some tabs. Chris, if you don't mind, will you email this guy back and get his address and get the name of his son? His name. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, all right. Let's get on to that. That's enough. That's quit. Gosh. That's hey. Let's talk about Mantis X. I want to talk about this really quickly. There is no such thing as a good shooter. Naturally, there are trained shooters, and there are untrained shooters. All those fancy schmancy guys you see in the movies and the TV shows in real life, all the green berets and Delta Force and SEALs and things like that. You look and you're in awe that they can shoot the balls off a net. And you think to yourself, my goodness, that's amazing. I could never. But that's where you're wrong. You actually could. If you trained as much as they trained, you could. If you don't train, you suck. If you do train, you're ready. Mantis X, I love it because it lets me train in my home. I don't have to buy expensive ammo. I don't have to drive to the range. I don't have to pay range fees. I don't have to do any of these things. I sit in the air conditioning, which is good because now it's 8,000 degrees in Houston, and they're putting me through drills. They give me feedback that is so helpful when I'm pulling or pushing or whatever I'm doing. And it's what the pros use. You want to train? You want to be like the pros? Shoot like the pros? Train like the pros. Go look at the Green Berets. They use Mantis X. Marines, Mantis X. Mantis X is how you will get really good dry fire practicing without firing a shot. And did I mention it's fun for your family? Go to MantisX.com, all right? MantisX.com. Let's get to some more of these. Dr. Jesse, I've caught wind. Some people are listening to your book at 2x speed. That's such an insult. This disrespect is incomprehensible. You're harmonious. Mellifluous masculine voice is meant to be heard at 1x speed, probably even half speed, so we can enjoy it longer. Some people are listening to the audiobook at double speed or 1.5 speed, because at the beginning of the book, I sound half drunk when I'm reading the book, the audible version, because I'm reading it very slow like this, because I didn't understand the pacing. I thought they would speed it up in post-production. It speeds up a half a chapter in or something like that. Just hang on for a few minutes and it speeds up to a more normal pace. But in the beginning, it's so bad. It's really awkward. And I was under the impression we were going to get to do it again to kind of isn't that what they told us, Chris? They said, hey, if you mess up the beginning, because I told them, I said, I think we were reading too slow in the beginning. They said, oh, no. Don't worry. We'll redo whatever parts are bad. And then The redo phone call never came. I don't know if Chris missed it. My phone hasn't rung, and they just decided to put it out there, which normally wouldn't be a problem because, you know, I don't get embarrassed. But the problem is the fans are so mean to me. I'm so nice, but the fans are mean, and they're saying mean things about me sounding drunk and how they have to play it at 2x the speed and how a Marine has to sound out every word. Some guy said it sounds like I'm doing Hooked on Phonics, which that's not very nice. You're not very nice the way I'm really nice. All right, we still have another hour. And then tomorrow. And then more and more and more. And don't forget about the live signing tonight, all right? Hang on.
Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness. From skincare and serums to meditation and brain health, we've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.